Hello and welcome to Radio Old School Opens New Doors. Attract sponsors for your show. I'm your host, D. Scott Smith. In this series, I'm sharing strategies I use to differentiate my podcast and generate revenue by adding broadcast radio to my distribution. This is the concept I'll be presenting live as a speaker at the PodFest Expo, January 2026 in Orlando, Florida. If you'd like to join me there, check the show notes for a link to get discounted tickets. You can find more resources and information at my website, dscottsmith.com. Now, let's get into today's episode. D. Scott here. If I say podcaster, a sponsor thinks hobbyist, garage, niche. If I say radio host, a sponsor thinks authority, professional, reach. It might not be fair, but it is reality. Today, we are talking about the legitimacy effect. What is the barrier to entry to become a podcaster today? Just a cell phone. That's all you need to launch a podcast. And many potential sponsors know this. I'll be speaking January 2026 at the 12th Annual PodFest Expo in Orlando as a part of the monetization track. It'd be marvelous to have you join me live or virtually. I've got a link to discounts on the tickets in the show notes. A while back, I realized that responding to the question, what do you do, with I have a radio show, opened doors that were previously locked. But here is the hurdle. How do you actually get on radio? Do you need an agent? Do you need to know the station owner's cousin? Not really. Here is the secret that most podcasters don't understand. Stations are businesses that sell airtime. There are over 15,000 radio stations in the U.S., reaching 82% of adults. Most of them, especially AM talk and independent FM stations, have inventory they need to fill. This inventory are the time slots on their stations, and your show can fill this need. In Orlando, I'll tell you how I decided to start a new show in Waco, Texas. I didn't even live there yet, and I only knew one person in the community. I view airtime as a cost of doing business. Think of it as a marketing expense. I pay for the airtime, which allows me to retain 100% of the ad inventory in my show. Then I sell that advertising inventory to sponsors for more than the cost of the airtime. One good sponsor offsets the cost. The second sponsor is pure profit. I run 5 sponsors in my shows. But you can't just send the station a Zoom recording. Quality is paramount. If you want to be on the radio, your guests cannot be on a bad cell phone connection. You cannot use your laptop microphone. You must create broadcast quality content for every episode. So how do you pitch your show to a station? First, do your homework. Find stations that fit your niche. Don't pitch a business show to a top 40 station. Contact the station manager or owner. Tell them you have a high-quality, produced show and you are interested in brokered time or airtime rates. Have a pitch deck. It's what we use in the startup world to gain support for ideas and business concepts. Make sure you have a pilot or at least sample audio for the decision makers at the station. When you approach them as a partner who understands their business model, they listen. You aren't asking for a favor. You are offering a business transaction that fills their airwaves with quality and unique content. In the next episode, we're going to talk about the hardest part of this transition, the deadline. Radio doesn't wait for you to finish editing. Cruise over to my website, dscottsmith.com, to learn more and find links to my shows. Join me on the airwaves, and I'll see you in episode 3.